This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Many healthcare workers have reported feeling burned out during the pandemic. Dr. Madeline Jacobs of the Colorado Foundation for Universal Healthcare says it's the profit-driven nature of the industry that has workers on edge, and the pandemic has made existing problems worse.
We are human beings. We are not assets. We are not commodities. And we have been trained on how to take care of our patients. However, we are forced to run up against the barricades of our healthcare system.
A 2021 Washington Post Kaiser Family Foundation survey found that one in three healthcare workers was considering leaving the industry because of the pandemic. Some state lawmakers want to ensure that rideshare drivers have enough insurance to cover their passengers if they're hit by an uninsured motorist. But CPR's Megan Verlee reports the bill has strong opposition.
Democratic Representative Adrienne Benavides says she was shocked to learn ride-care companies aren't currently required to carry uninsured motorist coverage, and doubts many of their customers know either.
This will stop people being surprised, because when they get surprised, they're in the hospital. They're facing catastrophic bills that they can't pay.
Republicans object to the bill, which they argue will drive up the cost of rideshare trips by about 6%. House Minority Leader Hugh McKean.
This is yet another way that we're passing on the cost of people who do not comply with Colorado law and drive around without insurance to the people who are paying the bills.
The bill is awaiting its final vote in the House before it goes on to the state Senate. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Another bill up for consideration this week would invite the leaders of the Southern Ute and Ute Mountain Ute tribes to address the legislature every year. Currently, the governor is the only government figure who addresses the full legislature on a regular schedule. Numerous tribes have historic roots in Colorado, but the Southern Ute and Ute Mountain Ute are the only two with reservations in the state. A cold snap is coming for much of Colorado. Around Denver, highs today will be in the 50s. The forecast high tomorrow is 8 degrees in Denver. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.